It's time for the boys and girls to make their way up to the front this morning. We have a very special story Mrs. Scotto is going to share with you, so if you'll quietly make your way to the front, we'll have that special story at this time.
As the kids are coming up, I have some slides I wanted to show you and just make an appeal to if God is speaking to your heart this morning about helping out with children's ministries. Maybe anybody know who these people are? That's Wes and Bunny Thornburg, Pete and Eric. So we're going to take a little trip down memory lane. I hope it's okay. Is that okay with you if we go on a trip? And look at a couple of pictures of some of our youth that have gone through some of our programs, which are many, as you know. And if you would like to join us in our children's ministry groups, I'm not looking for a leader. I'm just looking for you to come and help someone look up a scripture or just greet them with a friendly smile on Sabbath morning at Sabbath school. So let me know. But friends, I have a little video I'm going to show you. Oh, and by the way, that's me in the middle at church, like you maybe have done one time for VBS or something, when we sang a song or said a memory verse. But I have a special friend, and he's come all the way from Michigan, and his name is Pastor Jason. Do you know him? Okay, I'm going to share him with you.
Hello, everyone. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Jason Whitley. I haven't been around for the last year and a half, probably. But you guys asked, well, what have I been doing for the last year? And so I will tell you. This last year, from about October till probably May, I was at Culver City SCA Church as their youth pastor or associate pastor, whichever title you want to put. I was part of their youth group, working for their Sabbath school programs and Wednesday night Bible studies, all that different kind of stuff. And on every first, third, and fifth Sabbath of the month, I was preaching for them because their senior pastor had two different churches. So, couldn't be at both at the same time. So I did its opposites. While I was there, I was going to take a little bit of a vacation to go to Oshkosh, and I got a surprise call from the executive secretary and the West Region coordinator, our old senior pastor, Rick Rosler, asking if I wanted to go to Andrews University. So, without too much thought in it, I accepted. And they were not aware that it starts in August rather than September. So I found out that orientation started about 3 days after my vacation plan of Oshkosh. So I did all the prep work for Andrews, all their resumes and transcripts and all that different kind of stuff was all sent via phone in the middle of nowhere at a campsite. And it was a lot of fun trying to do it in the rain. So got up here, in 3 days from the pack that I took with me to Oshkosh, and here I am at Andrews University in Michigan, Berrien Springs. For those of you who are complaining about the 100-degree weather, don't worry. There are other things that you could be complaining about. Today, I learned what sleet is. It is about somewhere between 35 and 40 degrees over here. And I realized that although I had not known what sleet was, I realized that as Californians, we actually don't know what hail is. So, if you're complaining about the heat right now, there are definitely other things that you could be complaining about. So, just to keep in mind. I've been up here for 6 weeks now, and they are definitely keeping me busy. They think that it's fun to write whether you agree or disagree on the topics of 400-page books. So, he's definitely been keeping me busy for the last 6 weeks. The other thing that they wanted me to talk about was memories that I had of SS. I would assume that that is Sabbath school. And so highlighted memories that I have of Sabbath school. This is one thing that I was really fond of that I think really led to the growth of our Sabbath school years ago. And that was actually something that didn't happen during Sabbath school, but it contributed to Sabbath school. And I'm not sure if anyone was actually aware that this would lead to the healthiness of the youth group, but I'll share it anyways. And I hope that the Thornburgs don't mind me for putting them on the spot, but they were a huge factor into the success of our youth group. And the reason I say this is because it was more specifically Luke. Luke wanted on Saturday afternoons to hang out with specific friends. And when he did, his parents made sure that he invited the rest of the youth group, everyone that he had his number with. And as much as some of us would be like, oh, do we have to? It really helped with the youth group. Getting everybody involved was a really good way of getting everybody to be comfortable with each other. And it made it so that when we were in the youth group, when they would ask us to play the Elaborate game, which was a great way to start off Sabbath school, that when we would start to play the game, that because we actually knew each other outside of Sabbath school, that we were actually willing to share our emotions and different aspects of our life. And if it wasn't for those kind of moments, going over and watching TV shows on a Saturday night or Sunday afternoon, you know, different church events, all these different kind of things, if we didn't have those, a lot of the people, you know, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know the Thornburgs very well. I wouldn't have known the Barbers or the Cardiffs. Well, I wouldn't know any of them. So I feel like those events really led to the progression of our church, and they're very like highlighted events in my youth. I really enjoyed them. I really liked going to Sabbath school and actually being able to talk to some friends and just have a good time and realize that I'm not alone in this world, that we all have struggles. So, you know, I really like our youth group. Other than that, I wish you all the best with everything that you're doing over there at Santa Clarita, and I pray that God will continue to be with all of you, and that you guys can have a good time together until I see you guys again, probably around Christmas. So, may God bless all of you, and have a good rest of your Sabbath. See ya.
All right, friends, go ahead and stand up, and I've asked my friend Tyler to give our prayer before we collect the Lamb's offering. Is that okay? All right, so gather around, friends. We're going to have a word of prayer first, girls. Come here, girls. All right, let's talk to Jesus.
Bow your heads and close your eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for letting us come to your holy house today. And Lord, thank you for all of these many people that are in your holy house. And we know that every moment of our life, we have our angel standing right next to us. And thank you for all of these children that are here and all the many parents that are here. And please help us to ask this question every moment of our life. Will Satan change his heart and follow you and become that great servant of you, Lord, that he was before? In your heavenly name we pray, amen.
Amen. Thanks, Tyler.